good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Iran attempted to bomb Israel. The United States and France, England, along with the United States, helped bring down a percentage of the missiles fired into Israel. Biden and Netanyahu, they're trying to actually, Biden is basically warning Netanyahu that if you retaliate against Iran, we're not with you. I have an article here, if I can find it. So in other words, Biden is telling Netanyahu, we won't support an Israeli counterattack on Iran. That's okay. They don't need to support us. They'll support us whether they want to. They're not going to support an attack on Iran. Israel is going to, in a delicate way, which is going to cost Iran heavily, Israel is going to protect her citizens, but at the same time, this is not going to be an all-out escalation with Israel and Iran. That comes later. It's not a war that's going to take place presently. Israel is already involved with to the southwestern border, Gaza. But here's what Biden told Netanyahu. He said that on Saturday, a call, that the United States won't support any Israeli counterattack against Iran. Biden and his senior advisors are highly concerned that an Israeli response to Iran's attack on Israel would lead to a regional war with catastrophic consequences. Well, there's still going to be regional war, but just in the vicinity of Israel, to the north, to the east, to the west, but not further out to Iran, to Turkey, to Russia. So Iran launched the drones and missiles against Israel on Saturday night in retaliation for the airstrike in Syria that killed a top Iranian general. 200 drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles fired from Iran. U.S. defense official earlier said U.S. forces in the region shot down Iranian-launched drones. And Biden tells Netanyahu, you got to win, take the win, and halt, be still. When Biden told Netanyahu that the U.S. will not participate in any offensive operations against Iran and will not support such operations, Netanyahu said he understood. They didn't say he wouldn't protect Israel, he wouldn't retaliate. You watch what Israel's going to do, not in Iran, but in Lebanon, Syria, and in the Gaza Strip. So Biden said in a statement after the call that the United States military moved aircraft and ballistic missile defense destroyers to the region over the course of the past week, which helped Israel take down nearly all of the incoming drones and missiles from Iran. And Biden is considering sending U.S. forces to protect Israel's borders for the first time ever. Well, we are going to, in the future, This is the plan. It is America's plan. But not right now. Forces will have forces in Syria and in the Red Sea on the Navy. Now, Netanyahu, in the meantime, he convened a war cabinet. So these are no longer, this is no longer just conflict in Gaza. Now a war cabinet. Israel is ready to harm whoever harms it, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement early Sunday after Iran launched several waves of drones at Israel in response to the bombing of an Iranian diplomatic compound in Syria. West Jerusalem, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, he says that West Jerusalem should be punished and will be punished. Netanyahu released a video statement in which he announced that West Jerusalem has been preparing for a decade or for a direct attack on Tehran for years, and especially in recent weeks. And defensively and offensively, he said that he appreciated the United States, the UK, and France and other countries for supporting Israel. Netanyahu has gathered his war cabinet in Tel Aviv, his office wrote on Twitter or X. The team of U.S. President Joe Biden is in constant communication with the Israeli officials. So, Israel has prepared for short in time or close in fighting. Close meaning the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and present-day Jordan. But Israel is already for a longer conflict further to the Middle East. We'll be back.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The problem isn't the problem, right?
Tune in to Swamp Fight this Wednesday at 5 p.m. for the blonde Kamala. She is a hoot. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your eyes.
In Matthew 24, Christ said that there'd come a time when the world would experience wars. There'd be rumors of wars and wars. These would occur in the years, and especially the decade before he returns. We're in that period of time. Israel is going to be victorious over the terrorists in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, and Jordan is going to be forced into the conflict. Israel will be victorious in those battles also. There will be a future war with Iran and Russia and Turkey, and armies out of Ukraine, Azerbaijan, most likely, maybe another Soviet, an ex-Soviet bloc member, and out of North Africa, Libya and Ethiopia. But that war is in the future. That is the war not too far into the future. That will be the war where Russia is destroyed along with Iran. Most of Iran and its armies, Turkey and its armies, and all the armies that come to present-day Jordan to fight Israel, the armies will be eliminated. Russia, there's going to be what In Ezekiel 38 and 39, in Ezekiel 38, there will be cities in Russia that are going to be bombed. There will be fire on Russia. Now, it could be that NATO in the future may send some type of nuclear weapons into the nation of Russia, but the armies of Russia are going to be destroyed. The great, a numerous army, I don't know how many, hundreds of thousands, half a million, they will all be destroyed. They will die in the fields, in the countryside, in Jordan, along with the armies of Iran. Many Islamic terrorists, soldiers will be destroyed. That's in the future. But right now, Israel, according to a prophecy, a 3,000-year-old prophecy in Psalms 83, Israel is to be victorious and to eliminate the threat from within its borders in Gaza and in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. East Jerusalem is going to be very difficult. That's going to be a war that's going to be the whole world is going to watch that war. And there will be greater protest against what happens in the Temple Mount area in Jerusalem, as important as what's happening in Gaza. Israel is going to be victorious in Gaza. And while this Iran is sending missiles, Israel, the focus on Gaza is being, the focus is not Gaza, it is Iran. Israel is going in to Gaza and is continuing to eliminate the terrorists. Just because Israel's being threatened from the north and 1,000 miles away from Iran, Israel knows its number one objective is Hamas in Gaza. Israel didn't forget. Israel is still focused. They're continuing to, the plans for Rafah are continuing. Where are the battalions? I think they're down to about two and a half battalions now. And Hamas is doing everything possible through the Hamas News Network and affiliates internationally to keep the truth from being known. Hamas is losing soldiers day by day and leaders, commanders, day by day. So the war in Rafah is continuing, and there is talk now that most of the supposed 130 hostages are no longer alive. Last week, Hamas said that it could not negotiate on the release of 40 of the hostages because for some reason hostages disappeared. Did they die and have to bury them? Is that why they disappeared? So there is speculation now that these hostages may not even exist. And that would be par for the course with Hamas. It means extra security, takes men out of the battlefield, it's complicated. So Israel is going to continue this campaign, and yesterday, Israel went and attacked munitions, storage facilities deep in northern Lebanon, took out quite a few more Hezbollah soldiers. Israel is engaged. You know, when you play tennis, you have to be engaged in every serve. Whether you're serving or you're being served to, you have to be engaged physically, mentally, and Israel is engaged because Israel is fighting for their survival. They have witnessed the international community began to turn on them. And there's no reason for the international community to turn on Israel because Israel is fighting for its existence. And the international chant is that it's a genocide. Israel's committing genocide on these people. It's not genocide. Hamas is the group that is genociding its own people. Using them, putting them in harm's way. And the people in Gaza, this is not being reported, they know. They know why they are suffering. They know why they are being put in a situation where they can't really plan to live in one place for more than maybe a week or two. And it's because of Hamas. They're aware of this. They don't see the Hamas commanders out in the open. These commanders, they have a little bit extra on them, like 20% heavier than they should be. They're not eating sea rations. They're eating the best of whatever is coming on those trucks into the Gaza Strip. They take the best of the best. They make sure that when they have whatever they're having for dinner, the goat is fresh. And they're heavy. They're overweight. Their families are being protected. Their families are being sheltered. If not in the Gaza Strip, their families are being taken care of in one of the other Arab nations. So the Gazan people, the Arab people in Gaza, they're tired of being used. They know it. It's an endless cycle of hardship. Then in the Gaza Strip, just last week, the individual that he basically is a commander that decides where all the aid coming in from the nations goes. Well, he got the flu. Yeah, he got the flu from a bird that came in over his head and destroyed him. Last week, they had 10 to 16 officials die. Israel is targeting the leaders. And in the Gaza, you have merchants, you have tribes, gang members that are controlling within a block or two area. They control everything that goes on in that area. And these are young kids, 10, 12, 14, 16. They work as a pack, like wolves together. And they make sure that in their own little territory, their tribes, they rule that little territory. And again, the elderly, the women, and the young girls. You notice how you don't ever hear of rape taking place in Gaza with the women that are Islam, that are Muslims. You don't hear of Muslim rape, but you hear of this type of rape all through Europe, through the Middle East, in this war that just started in Israel 6 months ago. They have found proof. They've raped the women that were hostages. Some of the men were raped. Some of the dead were raped. Because their purpose is to defile whatever. Nothing is holy. In Europe, there are thousands of women who are raped by gangs of Muslims, and they get pregnant. And it's a perplexity. It's a conundrum. Because once they've been raped, they don't know whether to keep the child or abort the child. This is why Christ said in the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from evil." This is why we, people that are wise, should pray. We don't know what kind of evil can come, but we pray that we would be protected from it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hello, folks. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. I'm sure you're all familiar with the term God's will, but do we really understand what that means? Do you know what God's will is for your life? Well, Jesus gives us a place to start. In John chapter 6, verse 40, he says, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." God does have a plan, and at the root of it is his desire to have a deeper relationship with each one of us. At godsfeedingstation.org, we'll explore this and all things biblical using daily scriptures, daily devotions, weekly prayers, and weekly messages. So if you're looking for help in discovering what God's will is for your life, come visit godsfeedingstation.org, where we'll discover this together. godsfeedingstation.org. A proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Christ said that in the time before he returns, the world would be a world perplexities, perplexed, not knowing what to do, no answers, no solutions. Presently, in this country, the threat to national security, yes, it's Iran and Russia, cyber attacks. Also, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a threat to national security. He's gaining too much momentum. He is in the press daily. The mainstream media, they don't like to give him free advertising, but they're forced to because they're watching Trump now being prosecuted. One of the arms of continuity of government is the criminal justice system, the judges, the courts. He's a national threat. He's a threat to national security, rather. This is why this system, the judicial system, is one of the arms of continuity of government. It is an arm that is used not just on Donald Trump, but on any American citizen who is a threat to the system. So Donald Trump just released there was an article, and this was a few days ago. Donald Trump shared an image of a 2018 letter from Stormy Daniels on his Truth Social. He says, "The above image of the letter from the porn star turned darling of the Democrat Party says, 'Look what I just found.' He asked, 'Will the fake news report it?' An official statement on her account, quote, from an official statement of Stormy Daniels, January 30th, 2018, quote, to whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as it had been reported in overseas owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened." Stormy Daniels, quote, "I am denying this affair because it never happened. I have no further comment on the matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at the Stormy Daniels. Thank you, signed Stormy Daniels." And then he has a screenshot of her account. The Gateway Pundit reported about the Stormy Daniels story last month, but now with a new twist from a whistleblower who claimed that according to the dirty lawyer Michael Avenatti, who defended Stormy Daniels in her so-called hush money case against Trump, the affair with Stormy Daniels was not with Trump, but instead with Trump attorney Michael Cohen. The affair wasn't with Trump, but with Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, who was trying to extort money from Donald Trump before the 2016 election with a fake scheme he cooked up about an affair the then top GOP presidential candidate had with the porn star. So Stormy Daniels stated it never occurred, it never happened. The Gateway Pundit also reported about a 2018 letter from Michael Cohen's lawyers admitting President Trump knew nothing about the Stormy Daniels hush money transaction he was accused of ahead of his ridiculous civil trial, where Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has charged President Trump with 34 felony counts related to the Stormy Daniels hush payment transaction. Costello blasted Michael Cohen as a convicted perjurer in remarks to reporters in New York last March. The prosecutors cherry-picked 6 emails out of more than 300 emails, Costello stated. Costello also told reporters that Michael Cohen used the money pursuant to a HELOC, a home equity line of credit loan, to pay Stormy. Only yesterday, and this was from the 10th of February, the 10th of April, the Gateway Pundit reported about how Judge Merchan, the dirty judge whose daughter is benefiting financially from the trial he is overseeing, rejected the request by President Trump's lawyers to delay the hush money trial. Tuesday's ruling comes one day after another New York appeals court judge rejected Trump's request to delay the trial on a separate argument. A ruling on Trump's request to stay Judge Juan Merchan's gag order is still pending. The state appeals court judge on Tuesday denied Donald Trump's bid to halt his criminal trial while he appeals his gag order in the case, a ruling that comes less than 24 hours after another judge rejected the former president's request to delay his impending criminal trial on other grounds. He is a threat to national security. Who is behind these judges? Who are these people that are trying to silence Donald Trump? If you think they are not part of the arm of the justice system, then you can't see correctly. You're not looking at this in the proper perspective. Donald Trump, it's not about whether or not he paid hush money. It's not about what he's being accused of. It's about destroying him, keeping him out of the momentum that he has in this campaign that he is involved in presently. Destroy his campaign. Destroy his momentum. This is continuity of government. The justice system, the Supreme Court, all the judicial districts throughout this country, the judges, they all work together. The Democrats, they are the Democrat Party is a big, it's like the arm of a gorilla that is so powerful that I'm afraid that Donald Trump, this machine, this continuity of government in every facet will destroy him. It's going to keep him from becoming president again. And this Michael Cohen, this is out of Politico. They did an article on him. He's an admitted liar, and still he's going to be the star witness against Trump. This Michael Cohen, an ex-friend. I'm glad that Donald Trump unfriended him. He's a criminal. He really is a criminal. He's a habitual liar, and he's a thief, according to what I've been reading about him. Now he's set to be the state prosecutor's key witness against Donald Trump. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth, or the programs you want to listen to. Okay. Continuing with Michael Cohen, I'm telling you, I sit and I view what's happening in the Middle East with this country. Continuity of government. We must, America, the government, must retain world hegemony. Israel, in this war, has given America an opportunity to begin to expand. It's given America a foothold in the Middle East with ships, air force. Eventually, there are going to be troops on the ground. This is continuity of government internationally. American world hegemony. Continuity of government. There are two sides to it. The here at home, here on American soil, and internationally. Continuity of government international. Continuity of government within our country nationally. They've got to destroy Donald Trump. And in who is overseeing, who is directing COG, continuity of government, and all agencies? There has to be. Is the center, the control central? Is it in Washington, D.C.? Or is it elsewhere? I say it's elsewhere. I say it is with two secret societies that work together. Two secret societies working together. In Revelation 13, there will be two people working together in an antichrist system. A beast and a false prophet. Well, you have two secret societies, one in London, the city of London, not the London, the city, but there's a separate city called the City of London. It is where they have their own security, they have their own military. You don't go into that area. It's verboten. Only occult members do any business in that city. And in New York City, Pilgrim Society, New York. These two societies actually use the Washington, D.C., and the branches of government to rule the world, or to attempt to rule the world. Their attempt, it was just an attempt. They have lost that window of opportunity 2 years ago when Russia and China, like I present repeatedly, Russia and China began a partnership, and the way in which they determined to destroy this country and these two societies in London and in New York City is through the destruction of the U.S. dollar. Okay, going back to Donald Trump. He's the threat nationally. He's the biggest national threat to the ruling system. The biggest threat internationally, Israel. Russia, yes. Russia has just taken second place, has been back a step. Israel is the center now. America has been waiting. These rulers in the United States have been waiting, looking, and they haven't been very patient. They have wanted to rule the Middle East for 100 years longer. But now with Israel fulfilling prophecy that concerns her destiny as a nation, now the United States is going to have the opportunity to expand not into Afghanistan, not into Cambodia, into Vietnam, not into El Salvador, but into the Middle East. We have attempted many times to take out Bashar al-Assad to move into Syria. We do have bases there presently. We did move a plan into Iraq. We moved Saddam Hussein. We removed him from power. And when we split Iraq into three provinces, three parts, much easier to control. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem-solution, one-product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
And one of the reasons I chose the title Present Truth is because There is a present truth in every generation. The present truth is always before us. The problem is believing the present truth. What is the present truth today? Israel is in a war for its existence. A six-month war. Israel won't cease to destroy these enemies until they're victorious. America, the present truth, is to rule the world. America won't stop. The present truth is in this country. There is a system that is against the threat, a great threat to the powers that be in this country, the American people, including the Democrats. The present truth, Donald Trump, a threat to national security. He must be destroyed. And all of the multi-armed Shiva, all the agencies, the intelligence agencies, the branches of government, the military. Oh, no, not the military. They wouldn't be involved in trying to destroy him. Well, 19 retired generals and admirals file a Supreme Court brief against Donald Trump's immunity bid. More than a dozen former Defense Department officials, generals, and admirals filed a brief with the Supreme Court arguing against the former President Trump's presidential immunity arguments. It comes as the U.S. Supreme Court, a arm of continuity of government, is set to hear arguments on the former president's assertions that he should enjoy immunity from prosecution for activity that he carried out while he was president. The former president invoked that argument after he was accused by federal prosecutors of attempting to illegally overturn the 2020 election, which did not occur. It is a lie. Who was it that said in Hitler's Germany, you tell a big lie and you tell it over and over repeatedly? Was it Goebbels? This 2020, this was not an overthrow of the government. The amicus brief sent signatories include former CIA Director Michael Hayden, retired Admiral Thade Allen, retired General George Casey, retired General Charles Krulak, and more. They claim that granting President Trump immunity against criminal claims could lead to activity that would put the U.S. national security. This is their go-to term. It is a go-to term just like a conspiracy theory. Remember this. Conspiracy theory and a threat to national security. That's the present truth for today. Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com for podcast. National security. Talk tomorrow.
Jay Quinn, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.